I looked at it and I was like, okay, all right. And you make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. So
I know. I was driving in and I thought of you. I'm really hoping that Katie is not driving.
At that time,
right
no.
Now.
I was going, waking up the kiddo rather suddenly.
Uh-huh.
I had warned her the night before this could happen. So she was up. She grabbed cat number one, Marge, which stays in her room. I grabbed the bunny, Howie, went ahead and put him in the bathroom. And that's our, you know, our central part of the house, safe space, as most people's are. Put him in the sink.
Mm-hmm.
And then kiddo and Marge went in the tub. And then I grabbed Simon, our Siamese cat, who was just still sleeping. He was not worried about anything at all. And I scooped him up and threw him in the bathroom. And then I went to find the other one,
Penelope.
The little one.
Yeah, she's the baby.
Yeah, and she was a forever kitten, Penelope. And she was freaked out and crawled under a couch to grab her. And then finally, I don't know how long all that took. Probably violated everything that we ever tell you to do in a severe weather situation at that point. It took way too long doing it, but got us in there, and then, you know, we rode it out for the next 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, but you're a good dad, and you got Penelope. Come here, honey.
That's a long 10 minutes, kids. And we all know, depending on your particular menagerie and Noah's Ark of fun, with your families and the like, there are just certain moments that happen in that particular closed quarter mm-hmm. space that you can't replicate any other time of the year except severe storm season. So that brings us to our Tuesday morning top 10. Straight from my bathroom floor this morning. that's what made use of my time right there. Since the news stations weren't doing anything and giving any updates. In our Tuesday morning top 10. The top 10 things that you could do while you're stuck in your bathroom or other safe space during a severe storm in Texas. Because you don't plan. You plan, basically, that's where the plan ends.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets in. And then there's no plan. I don't know. What do you do?
Got your shoes. You got a pillow. Some people bring in their helmets.
Tuesday morning, top 10 things that maybe you could do while you're in your bathroom or other safe space during a severe storm. Like we were this morning, such as
number 10.
No matter what, we say this all the time. Stay calm. Try to stay calm.
Remain calm.
Number
Don't panic.
Nine.
Heather Lee.
Stay calm.
Number nine.
A thing you could do. Well, obviously, on that note, though, you better hunker down and hold on to your delcuses as well. That's what you do. Number eight. Bring up any sensitive topics and conversations that maybe you've been avoiding until that moment with the loved ones that are trapped there with you.
That's the time to do this?
I think that, I mean, nobody going anywhere. We settle this now.
Yeah. You know, Daddy and I love you very, very much.
Put Trump and Zelensky in my bathroom. They'll solve it.
Number seven.
Stop being disrespectful.
Number seven thing you can do while you're in your bathroom, safe space during a storm. Watch the radar on your phone and then just to the rest of everybody, act like you know what you're doing and what you're talking about.
Number six.
We're exactly where we should be.
I'm estimating we have probably about three more minutes. You don't know. I
Number
don't know.
Six.
No one knows anything.
Number six thing you can do. Well, hey, there's a sink.
Will it float?
And a tub. We do remind you that, yes, Will It Float is every Thursday morning straight up at 8 o'clock. But also, Will It Float, probably pick the time in which you do play it.
Number five
thing you could do while you're riding out a storm in your bathroom. Catch up on past great moments and episodes of KB and Heather Lee on the Everyday Replay at 921HankFM.com. Okay, this is probably not the time to promote that, but I'm...
Number four.
Go ahead and discuss your differing views on politics.
Mega.
Well, that's, again...
Number three.
Ponder privately to yourself. How did I end up with three cats and a bunny?
Number two.
Realize that... Man, I really need to clean the bathroom. And then finally, the number one thing to do while you're there, stuck in your bathroom or otherwise safe space, riding out a severe Texas storm.
Number one.
Realize you probably just need a better severe weather plan. Thank you to the writing staff. They weren't needed on this one.
Good morning, Hank fans and family.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're waking up with
Hank FM.